You don't have to believe the ideas. You don't have to accept the ideas. Remind yourself that some of the ideas you're going to find hard to believe. I'm telling you right now, some of the ideas you're going to find hard to believe. Some of the ideas you're going to have a lot of resistance to. Some of the ideas you're going to love. But I'm going to quote the Course and say, the Course says, your understanding is not a powerful contribution to the truth. And your understanding does not make it true or not. So don't worry about trying to believe it. We're gonna be on page 315. We're gonna be on page 315. And the Course in Miracles is only talking about love and fear. That's it. And so what I'm going to do a lot of times is substitute some of the Course in Miracles definitions for the words to give you greater understanding and make it easier to take. So I'm going to read it the way it's written, and then I'm going to come back and share with you the Course in Miracles interpretations of those terms, because it's more important that we get the message than it is that we believe it. You got the right perception. You got the right perception. You keep that vision. Don't let nobody mess with it. Okay. In the world of scarcity, love has no meaning and peace is impossible. For gain and loss are both accepted, and no one is aware that perfect love is in him. In the holy instant, you recognize the idea of love in you and unite this idea with the mind that thought it and couldn't relinquish it. By holding the idea of love within itself, there is no loss when you hold the idea of love within yourself. So the holy instant thus becomes a lesson in how to hold all your brothers in your mind, experiencing not loss but completion. And from experiencing completion, it follows you can only give, and only giving, this is love, for only giving, this alone, is natural under the laws of God. In the holy instant, the laws of God prevail, and only the laws of God have meaning. The laws of this world cease to hold any meaning at all. So when the child of God accepts the laws of God as what he gladly wills, it's impossible that he be bound or limited in any way. In that instant that you accept that the laws of love are only what you will, in that instant you are as free as God would have you be. For the instant you refuse to be bound, you are not bound. So we go back through it using love and fear. It'll make a lot more sense. Number one, the Course says this is a world of scarcity, and in this world, real love doesn't mean anything, and it looks like having complete peace is impossible, but the reason why there's no peace is because we believe you can gain and you can lose. We believe that you can win and you can lose. He says, and so if you believe that you can gain and you can lose, he says, then you are unaware that you have complete love in you. So anyone that believes that they can lose is someone that's lost sight of their spiritual identity, lost sight of the fact that they have complete love within them. So if you want to have a healing instant, he says, you recognize that the idea of love is in you. So if there's a situation that you want to heal in your life right now, everybody's got different situations they like to see different. If you'd like to have a healing, the first thing you do is you support the idea. Even if you don't believe it, tell yourself silently, the idea of love is in me. And I want to unite this idea of love with the mind that thought it up in the first place and will never relinquish it. So there is some love inside of me, and there's something created me, and I want to unite
with the mind that creates me in love and only wants love for me. I want to unite with the whatever created me that only wants love for me, only wants peace for me. And the Course says, if you hold that idea within yourself, there is no loss. If I believe I am loving and lovable, then no matter what anybody else believes, I still do not lose the idea that I'm loving and I'm lovable. So if I hold the idea within myself, I can't lose it. Everybody with me there? I don't care what anybody else thinks. If I hold the idea of myself as being loved, then there can be no loss. Okay, then it goes on to say the holy instant, which is the healing instant, becomes a lesson in how to hold everybody in your mind, experiencing not loss but completion. And when you feel complete, it follows that you can only give, because you cannot give what you do not have. You cannot give what you do not have. So if you're full, you can give. If you're full, you can give. If you're whole, you can give. And so if you're full, you're going to give. If you're happy, you're going to give joy. It's just, you can't help it. So if you're full, you're going to give. If you believe that you have loss, then you're always afraid of more loss, and your whole life is just defending and attacking and defending and attacking and defending and attacking. So it says, giving is love. So how can I tell if someone loves me? They are giving. They're not withholding, they are giving. But what are they giving? They are giving the idea of love to you. They are seeing you as whole, as love, as free, as complete, as powerful. The Course in Miracles is about ideas. It's about changing ideas that produce another reality. It's not about physical things, it's about ideas. It's about the ideas that we need to make strong in order to experience it, because everything that's going on in your life has come from ideas. Everything about your life is a result of ideas. Everything in this room is the result of an idea. There's nothing you can point to in this room that is not the result of an idea, right? So you are too. You are an idea too. It's deep. So that means you could give yourself totally and completely without loss too, because you are an idea. You're not a physical body. You're an idea. So if I want to function under the laws of love, then I give, because giving is the only thing that's natural under the laws of God. See, if you follow me in the book, you'll see I'm right there with you. And if you follow me in the book, you'll notice that even if you read it, when I read it to you and we read it together, you see it. Well, you may have read the same paragraph and didn't get what I'm saying out of it. When we join, it puts us in another state of consciousness, and it puts us into another part of our minds. That's why when we come together, we get a different perception of the truth than we do when we're alone, because this is really about joining. So here's the cool stuff. So it says, in the holy instant, in the healing instant, the laws of love prevail, and only the laws of love have meaning. That means the laws of this world cease to hold any meaning at all. So as soon as you accept that the laws of love are what you gladly will, when you accept that the only thing you want to act out are the laws of love, which are the laws of freedom, the laws of abundance, the laws of peace, the laws of forgiveness, the laws of safety, when you decide that the only thing you want to act out is the laws of love, the laws of freedom, the Course says at that point it will become impossible that you be limited in any way. So if a person is limited in any way, it's because they're obeying other rules other than the rules of truth and love. So wherever you experience a limitation in your life is where you are not obeying the laws of love. You're just using the laws of fear, according to the Course. So where I'm experiencing lack, that's where fear is located. Where I'm experiencing abundance, that's where love is located. So you can sort that out for yourself, and immediately you know what parts of your life you're loving and what parts of your life you're fearing. You know who in your life you're loving, and you know who in your life you're fearing. You're fearing the person that you contract and withhold from, and you're loving the person that you move toward and that you want to join with. If they were loving you, they wouldn't be running in the opposite direction. They'd be running toward you. Okay? So if you wanted somebody to love you, but they don't call you, don't contact you, don't communicate with you ever, don't send you any love, don't even remember your phone number,